True stories from the legal files of the Alliance Defense Fund. This is Portraits of Freedom.
Excuse me, Johnny. What do you think you're doing?
Mr. Wilson, you surprised me. We're handing out Bibles.
Not at this school. Now give me that.
Hey.
We already talked to you about this a couple of days ago. Take care of this, Bernie.
10-4, sir. All right, kids, let's break it up. Come on, let's go. Come on, break it up.
Break up what, officer? There's only a couple of us, and we're just standing here handing out Bibles.
You know the rules. Now, come on, let's go.
Yes, sir, we do, and that's why we're handing these out.
Okay, well, let's break it up anyway. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
What's going on?
These children are illegally...
Put down the megaphone.
Sorry, okay. They're illegally handing out Bibles on school grounds, ma'am, and, as an officer of the law, I'm required to stop them.
Well, with due respect, officer, what they're doing is not illegal.
Are you a student here?
Well, I'm flattered you'd ask, but no! I'm one of their mothers!
Oh, right. Well, congratulations. Now, move along, ma'am. Come on, I'll have to arrest you, too.
Arrest me? For what?
Well, for, participating in an illegal assembly and, being an accomplice in illegally distributing literature or something like that. Now, let's go. Let's move along.
Stop that!
Bibles being confiscated? An officer threatening to arrest a concerned mother? All because they handed out God's Word prior to school. It sounds too silly to be true, but it happened. The mother in this story quickly contacted an Alliance Defense Fund allied attorney. He stepped in and the school district backed down. Stories like this happen every day in our country, but this kind of illegal activity can be stopped. To find out how, call us toll-free at 877-TELL-ADF or go to adfradio.org. I'm Alan Sears, president of ADF.